For students and their teachers, the annual science fair is a huge event. Falmouth biology teacher Corey Dubuque has coordinated the fair for the last 8 years. He says projects go beyond the expected, touching on everything from genetics to energy production.
We have a lot of kids who are doing things out of labs. They're testing for nitrogen levels in the water. We have kids doing genetic-type experiments where they're testing for certain bacterial plasmids. We have one student this year. He's converted a gasoline-powered automobile into an electric-powered automobile. We have a group of students who are taking mud, literally, and turning it into a battery cell, and they're harnessing electricity from the mud, just to name a few.
Sophomores Alex Yarish and Marcus Dalpy designed the mud-powered battery that Dubuque mentioned, which Dalpy says uses bacteria found in mud.
And so our goal or hypothesis, since our project was both an engineering and a science project, was to harness the electrons that the anaerobic bacteria create, which will make the energy.
There were several projects just as sophisticated. In fact, this year, 15 students were selected to move on to the South Shore Regional Science Fair, where Falmouth students traditionally have done well. Dubuque attributes Falmouth Science Fair success to a few things. First, he says that not many school systems hold science fairs for kindergarten through 12th grade.
So our kids are very well prepared by the time they go on to the higher levels. And the fact that a lot of these kids have been doing a science fair project since they were kindergarten, getting bigger and better.
Falmouth also has the unique advantage of having the scientific institutions just down the road in Woods Hole. Several science groups and other local organizations also set up educational displays. And Marcus Dalpy, who designed the mud battery, says the Woods Hole researchers make great judges.
The judges really helped us. I think I actually learned a lot more just from talking to the judges, even than doing all this research that we did, which took a lot of time. So I think it's a really great thing.
The regional science fair for the 15 students advancing will be held at Bridgewater State later this month. They're expected to do well, considering that in the last 5 years, 6 Falmouth students have made it all the way to the international level of competition. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Nelvin.